Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tony Rogers, your host for Urbanology, The Art of War. And as many of you know, on the last Tuesday of the month, we always go inside the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce and talk about some of the upcoming programs that the Chamber is scheduling. Now, I'd like to welcome Michelle Drayton, who is part of the Greater Harlem Chamber of Commerce's Health Committee.
It's always great to be with you. Good morning to you and to your listeners. Well, let me start by talking about the HOPE program, which is part of the Visiting Nurse Service of New York. It's an initiative to address some of the racial inequities that exist in our community, particularly focusing right now on Harlem and the Bronx. And what we're doing is we're reaching into the community and forming partnerships with faith-based leaders, community-based organizations, physicians, and policymakers to educate the community about how to access hospice and palliative care, and really the need to sort of focus on the importance, regardless of where one may be on sort of the health journey, the importance of having an advanced care plan. I think that, you know, Tony, COVID-19, the pandemic has taught us so much about, one, the importance of one's health, but also teaching us about the unpredictability of a health crisis. And, having an advanced care plan, that is, to have a healthcare proxy, someone who knows your healthcare wishes, and having that documented is so critically important. I think that COVID-19 has sort of driven that home. In terms of hospice care, unfortunately, it is, you know, I've had a chance to talk to you about the hospice program. It's an incredible home-based service that provides comprehensive comfort and pain management care in a patient's home if they have terminal illness. But unfortunately, it is another service that is sorely underutilized by particularly African Americans and Latinos in New York City and throughout the country. And so we are committed to ensuring that people understand what hospice is, how they qualify for hospice, and how to access the services.
And I suppose, Michelle, it has a lot to do with education and the way the communication about these things happens. Sometimes people like to bury their head into the sand and not necessarily focus on these plans. And then, you know, when it's, I guess, too late, it becomes obvious that if things had been done in a certain way, the stress would have been less of an issue. So I'm always happy to be able to have you share that information as it relates to what people can do, especially now, because as you mentioned, this whole issue of COVID has unveiled many of the hidden issues that have plagued the health community for many years. And
You're so right. And I think your point about, how the information is shared with people, who is doing the sharing, that's one of the important strategies that we are implementing in the program, making sure that we're out in the community, meeting people where they're at, but also ensuring that our team is diverse, that they reflect the community, and also, in terms of language skills, we have made sure that we have a Spanish-speaking liaison who can meet people, at a health center, in a hospital, and really be able to speak their language in a way that people is relatable, and then also in a way that observes cultural norms, and to integrate that as part of both the education about what hospice is. Unfortunately, there are tons of myths about hospice. People still think that it's a place that you go to, and in fact, it is done in the home. 60% of all hospice is done in the home. But if you are in a nursing home situation, we also provide hospice care in nursing homes and in assisted living facilities. There is no financial barrier to hospice. If you are of Medicare age, hospice is part of your benefit. And as I said, with hospice, you get a comprehensive care team that is comprised of a nurse, a home health aide, a social worker to help you with benefits and maybe other entitlements that you can access. But also we have spiritual care counselors, and they're not necessarily going in preaching religion in as much as they are there to have the conversation and have sort of deep conversations, or maybe lighthearted conversations, or maybe simply just read a book. So, you know, people who have been in and out of the hospital several times in a year and, you know, are declining, I really encourage people and their families to be open-minded about hospice and palliative care, and also to be able to broach that issue with their physicians. What we found in HOPE, in the HOPE program, in the Bronx and in Harlem, oftentimes that conversation about availing yourself of hospice happens really late. And it's unfortunate because the data, Tony, shows that hospice actually increases and improves the quality of care that one receives. It's centered on comfort and pain management, and it oftentimes could even prolong people's lives. So this all ties in, as you know, being a coach here with you on the Uptown Health Committee, is a big priority for me, is ensuring that you have the right provider, a healthcare provider, someone who's going to talk to you and talk through your issues and your concerns and answer your questions and really take the time to address, you know, in a comprehensive manner, what your healthcare needs are.
Well, Michelle, two things. One, do you find that based on the COVID-19 issue, people are looking to take their elderly out of the institutions that prevent them from connecting with them, even as they may be on their last few days or weeks or months, and going into hospice care at home? Do you find that that has increased, or what's the situation if someone would want to take a relative out of a nursing home to be with them in their last days?
I think that that's a really good point. We do find that, you know, more people are wanting to get their care in the home. And so we are prepared to, you know, serve them in the home. We, you know, all of our nurses and our home health aides have PPE. They have been tested for COVID. We are actually vaccinating at Visiting Nurse Service of New York, our staff. And so we are prepared and capable of taking care of patients at home. I do encourage, Tony, that, you know, those people who are hesitant about even, you know, going to their medical doctors for their usual appointments should go. You know, this is not the time to not get your regular appointments or, you know, get treatments if you are currently ill. We do really encourage people to keep those appointments. But we also want people to know that we are ready to serve them in their homes, you know, whether they have been COVID positive or, you know, they have a terminal illness. I mean, BNSNY has a variety of services, even for those patients who are not terminally ill. If they're dealing with a chronic illness or they're post-op from surgery and need rehab care, you know, we're capable of providing them with the services at home.
Well, you know, one of the things that, or the other thing that I wanted to mention to you, I had an opportunity to interview a filmmaker, Crystal Emery, who is doing a film, and she's a wonderful person. She's a quadriplegic person, and she's a filmmaker, but she's doing a lot of work on racism in the medical institution. And what sparked the interview was the black doctor who documented her experience in the healthcare. She had COVID, and she was documenting what took place. And before she died, she allowed for others to see her notes, which showed that it was racism that affected her, and she was a doctor, so she was concerned about people who were not able to talk to a doctor in a way that would provide intelligent information as to how to do it. So she's developing Crystal and some sort of organization dealing with health-based people also. So I have to remember to make sure that I connect you, because when you were talking about what you were doing, it allowed for me to think about that. The other thing is, if someone is listening and they do have someone that may be in a nursing home or another healthcare situation, and they would like to understand what they can do in order to bring them home, how would they contact you for information?
Absolutely. If they have questions about hospice care, they can contact us at 212-609-1900. Or they can visit us online if they want to just get more information. And that's VNSNY.org. And they can access hospice information and also information about all of the other services that the Visiting Nurse Service of New York provides.
And again, you guys have been on the front line with so many others, but I commend you. I had an opportunity to understand just how effective you can be based on some of my personal relationships with relatives. So I do know that there's a great deal of need and also a great deal of a lack of information, as you had mentioned before, as to what people can do and should do under those circumstances. So again, Michelle, thank you for sharing information with us, allowing for us to know that there are options that we have, especially even in this particular time. So we appreciate you. And Winston, I again always want to thank you for your work and the things that you're doing as relates to the food feeds. We didn't touch, Winston, on some of the other services that the chamber is providing young people as far as with the technology. We'll do that at our next show. But thank you for coming on and sharing with us. And I also like to give a shout out again to Lou Castro, who gave us a lot of information on the relationship between African Americans and the Greek community. So thank you for being with us. We will be back next week, same time, same station. And this is Tony Rogers, your host for Urbanology, The Art of War, and WHCR 90.3 FM. And I hope you all have a good day. Thank you all.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you.
Right now.